In these modern days of sub-ether networks, instant communication, and data hyperhighways, it can safely be said that the galaxy is a well-connected place. For example, if you live in the fashionable northeastern parabolic curve of the inner bulge of the galaxy, then it is entirely possible for you to find out what the people in the outer spiral arms are wearing, how many noses they have this year, and just how far behind you they are in their choice of skin colour. Of course, the residents of the fashionable inner bulges of the galaxy would be far more interested in what the other residents of the fashionable inner bulges of the galaxy are up to, because the affairs of others are so last galactic revolution. But in theory, everybody can now know everybody else's business. So it is well for these everybodies to remember that any action, deed, or thought they carry out may not go unnoticed. It has not gone unnoticed that Arthur Dent, an Earthman whose history is now unbearably complicated, has recently been reunited with his body. He is accompanying his sometime ally Ford Prefect in his hitchhiking activities, but as hitchhikers so commonly find, their current lift will almost certainly fail to take them wherever they want to go.
Thank you very much for the lift, Mr. Earwin? Most kind.
It's our pleasure. This can be your room for the trip. As you can see, it's very comfortable. We can take you exactly where you need to go. We're heading there ourselves.
That's rather handy.
It's certainly handy.
Oh. Yes? Is there a problem?
Where are you going?
Oh, that's easy. We're going to... Hang on. Where are we going, Ford?
We're heading for Bongo Star 1. I'm not exactly sure how to get there, but if you take us around the Veldon Nebula, we should be on the right track. Find a nice space station to drop us off at, and we'll pick up another lift from there.
No need! I'll take you all the way to Bongo Star 1 if you like. That would be easy. Easy!
Good chap.
Right, I'll get us on our way.
I could do with some sleep. Settling back into my own body has been terribly draining.
Worda. Is it really them?
Do you know what, Cauliflower? I think it just might be.
Oh, yeah, when I could burst. I can't believe it.
I told you it was a good idea to keep scanning through for thumb signals. You didn't believe me, did you?
Yeah, but I never thought you'd actually pick them up.
Don't panic, Cauliflower.
Don't panic, Earwin.
Yeah! Yeah!
Earwin seems a sort of the Earth fella. It's so refreshing to be picked up by somebody nice for a change. I was beginning to think that all of the nice people in the universe had gone on holiday together and left all of the truly vile and unpleasant types in charge. Either that or I lost my faith in human nature. Having your home planet blown up can do that to a chap. Especially if you happen to be standing on the planet at the time.
Don't worry about human nature, Arthur. You're the only one left.
Thanks. So, why are we going to, what was it, Bongo Star 1? It sounds like a seedy nightclub in Benidorm.
It's the same in principle. There's a party going on at Bongo Star 1, and I've had it on good authority that it's the best party in the galaxy.
You're doing?
Nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all.
You've got a chat box running.
No, I haven't.
No. I can see what you're up to. You're talking to that Lendru Zizade, aren't you? I told you not to tell anyone.
Oh, but I had to tell Lendru. I had to. It would have been simply impossible to keep this to myself.
You idiot. He'll tell absolutely everyone. They'll be all over us. What's that?
It's a gift from Lendru. He's a good friend of mine, I'll have you know.
Worder, there's tickets to the convention. Wow!
He says we can go, but only if we bring those two.
Oh, you know, I wasn't going to say anything. I was going to play this so cool you could keep a side of beef in me for a month. But now we've got tickets to Lendru's convention. Yay! Don't panic! Don't panic!
Come on, let's get the ship on automatic and get back there. Don't panic! Don't panic!
I'm not even sure I want to go to a party.
What else are you going to do?
Actually, for... I thought I might have... Well, that is... Perhaps I could...
Exactly. Let's go to Bongo Star 1 before something nasty happens to us. Is everything all right?
Have you worked out where we're going yet?
How are you feeling, Arthur? Like a military academy? It's a few feet falling off.
What?
Hey, I'm not Mark Bloody Smith from Croatia. Don't panic, don't panic. Are you still having terrible trouble with your lifestyle?
What are you talking about?
Arthur, I think we're in trouble.
These two are behaving extremely oddly all of a sudden.
He said something obvious. It's a nice day.
You're very tall.
So this is it.
We're all going to die.
It can't be.
Fort, lunchtime is an hallucination. Time doubly so.
No, Cauliflower, that's not right. Oh, never mind. Fort, can I get a face print?
You can have a face print the day that Beetlejuice 7 rips itself from its sun and starts orbiting a small cheese sandwich.
Come here, it won't hurt.
Oh, get off me! No, I don't want to...
Back off! Get your hands off me!
Hey, what are you doing to his head?
They're getting a Zarkin print of my face.
Get off!
Come on, smile. It's not much good if you're looking miserable.
It's pretty hard to smile when you're having your chin rolled right up to your nose.
That wasn't so bad now, was it?
Worder, worder, worder. Get the Earthman, Cauliflower.
No fear. You're not putting my head in that thing. It's scarcely hygienic.
Oh, Arthur, we need your face print for our collection.
Your collection? How many people have you done this to?
One. So far.
Is that all you collect?
Oh, we collect anything. I've got a lock of Zaphod Beeblebrox's hair.
Oh, that's fake and you know it.
Oh, like your lump of Magrathine whale? Because that was definitely a genuine article, wasn't it?
Hey, I've got another one for you. It's a genuine Jagma biscuit.
Worder, worder, don't panic.
Half eaten by four prefects. Fetch!
It's mine!
I think I'm not hearing.
Come on, Arthur. Let's get away from these idiots.
Who are they? And what do they want with us?
It's bad. They think we're celebrities. Now get moving!
Celebrities?
The problem of celebrity is one that has baffled even the most brilliant and intellectual sociologists for millennia. So it remains a mystery why some individuals should become more universally adored than, say, a brilliant and intellectual sociologist. This is especially the case when the most popular and loved celebrities often display less skill and talent than your average fanudu. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has a rather uncommitted approach to the subject. It starts by saying that some people are just better than you. You might think that you are intelligent, attractive, or have some other quality that marks you out from the crowd, but anyone with a modicum of celebrity could outdazzle you like a stellar implosion over a smouldering campfire. But then it goes on to say, should you encounter any so-called celebrities in your travels, you are best treating them in a similar manner to a vagrant in an advanced state of intestinal collapse. Gaze at them with fear and awe. Take pity on them, if you are that way inclined, but whatever you do, avoid all physical contact. Celebrity carries a high risk of contagion. Ford and Arthur have not particularly enjoyed becoming celebrities. They have now spent 3 days hiding in a cramped cubbyhole behind a service panel in the oxygen reclamation facility of Eowyn and Coldflower's ship. After arriving on the planet Pan Ardent, Ford and Arthur have evaded their loyal fans through the inventive use of a waste expulsion pipe.
Well, that was spectacular. spectacularly undignified.
Yes, but inventive though. You have to admit it, it was inventive.
Here we are, another mysterious alien world.
Another dump.
Full of spectacular promise and wonders.
Full of terrible smells, threatening locals, incomprehensible customs. Hang on, I can see your house from here.
Seriously?
Yeah, look, over there.
Probably a sign that I'm becoming rather jaded. I don't even feel remotely shocked by this. Does that happen after a while? That when the universe keeps throwing you baffling and perplexing things, you become resigned to it?
I don't know. I'll stop noticing. Should we go and have a look?
Why not?
We could see if you have a drinks cabinet in your house.
That's a very good idea.
Irwin! Cauliflower! Welcome, 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 welcome. I hope you've brought your towels. I know you two have, you cheeky little fanoodoos. No, don't get up. So where are they?
What? Our towels?
No.
They're not here yet. Isn't that right, Cauliflower?
Oh, yeah. They're safe. Still on our ship. But prepare to get excited, Linda. This is going to blow your little world. Look at this!
Oh, a Jagmar biscuit.
Don't panic, it's not just any biscuit.
It's half-eaten.
Yes, half-eaten by Ford Prefect.
Is that right?
Yep. We saw him eat the other half!
So, you said you were going to bring me Arthur Dent and Ford Prefect. To show my gratitude, I gave you 2 free tickets to my convention. I trusted that you would be true to your word. But instead of bringing me Ford and Arthur, you have brought me half a Jagmar biscuit. How would you feel if you were in my place? No, don't answer that. If I were me, I'd feel totally, utterly, completely betrayed.
Go on, Andrew. We know you're just trying to knock down the price of the biscuit.
Yep. We saw him eat the other half.
I tell you what, you get Ford and Arthur to this evening's convention ball, and I won't have you blasted into orbit.
No problem, Andrew.
Without a spaceship.
They'll be there. No, Cauliflower, don't worry about that. We'll get Arthur's dressing gown properly cleaned for his appearance tonight.
But Ewan, we don't know.
What time the ball starts? Perhaps we should ask Landry.
It starts at second moonrise, when I'll be ready to announce our very special guest stars.
It certainly looks a lot like my home. Those are those windows I was never terribly happy with. They were supposed to let me see the rolling West Country landscape, but no matter where I stood or sat or lay down in the house, all I could ever see was the muddy drive. The garden's in a bit of a state.
Do you still have a back door key?
No, I must have lost it after we died.
Wouldn't have made any difference. The lock is painted on.
Painted on? Oh yes. Perhaps we could get in through a window.
No problem, let's see. This brick's a good size, it should just about do it.
No, wait!
What's the matter?
That's my house! I'm not having you throw a brick through the window.
Arthur, it's highly doubtful that this is really your house. I'll just pop this through the window and then we can find out what's going on here.
Absolutely not. Give me a leg up and I'll try to jimmy it. Did you hear that? It sounds like it's coming from the other side of the house. You absolute bloody vandal!
Hey, I can hear something. It's coming from the other side of the house.
Ford, come back here, Ford. You've smashed my window.
Wow! Arthur, you're not going to believe this.
That's funny. Well, my furniture is gone.
Arthur, come quickly.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't see what... Oh! Good grief!
Look familiar?
But, this is how it all began. All those years ago. It's that bloody bulldozer. And who are all those people? Half of them are wearing flat caps and donkey jackets, and the other half are wearing...
dressing gowns. Let's go and say hello, Arthur.
Come off it, Mr. Dent. You can't win, you know. You can't lie in front of a bulldozer indefinitely.
Excuse me?
I'm ready. We'll see which one of us melts first.
Must.
Hello there.
We'll see which one of us rusts first. Got a bit excited there. Sorry.
Hello. What are you doing?
Go away. You're ruining it. We're just about to have the best bit.
The best bit of what?
If you want to lie in front of the bulldozer, you'll have to wait your turn.
Do you know how much damage that bulldozer would suffer if I were to allow it to run straight over you?
None at all, I'd have thought.
Oh, now you're really spoiling it.
What's to spoil? Are you enjoying lying there in the mud?
I am, as you put it, enjoying myself lying here in, as you say, the mud.
Now you're skipping right ahead.
It's all ruined anyway. We'll have to start again.
Look, forgive me if I'm being rude, but what exactly are you doing?
You should know, mate. You've got the dressing gown. Looks like an expensive one too. Although that moustache is a bit out of character.
What does my having a dressing gown have anything to do with it?
No. Look, don't you see, Arthur? These people are taking it in turns to lie in front of the bulldozer, where they then have a conversation with this gentleman about whether or not he should knock down that house.
My house?
And after you've had a good lie down in front of the bulldozer, what do you do then?
Carl, don't you know anything?
Don't be rude. We go to the pub.
Ah, so you're not completely daft then.
Excuse me, what's your name?
Arthur Dent.
Of course it is, Mr. Dent. That house does not belong to you per se. Not as such. Not in as many words. Because the person that it actually belongs to is Lendrew Zsaid. But I think you'll find that what is the case here is that everyone lies in front of this here bulldozer when they get their turn, and they say, on their turn, that it's their house.
Who is Lendrew Zsaid? And why would they want to do that?
It's a reenactment.
Quite right, Mr...
Ford Prefect.
If you insist, Mr. Prefect.
These people are recreating scenes and moments from history. They watch, they observe, and then they do, or rather, redo.
But I don't understand why. Why would anyone want to lie down in front of a bulldozer in the mud?
Because they're fans.
That's right.
Like those two on the spaceship. Coldflower and Eowyn.
Oh yeah, do you know Eowyn? He's a mate of mine. Well, I chatted to him once. Actually, he's a complete psycho. I'd stay away.
Yeah, but anything to do with Arthur Dent, we love it.
Oh, suppose that's quite flattering, really.
Yeah, though I think if we were pushed, I'd have to say that our favourite was Zaphod. We can't get enough of Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Zaphod Beeblebrox.
Yeah, do you know him?
The Zaphod Beeblebrox Reenactment Society, now enjoying its third year of operation, is seeking new members. They would be especially interested in hearing from any surgeons who have experience of grafting on additional limbs or heads. Though growing in numbers, the Zaphod Beeblebrox Reenactment Society is still dwarfed by the immense Crustacean Role-Playing and Appreciation Brotherhood of Sirius, who are more commonly known by the unflattering acronym CRABS, and have near to 2 billion members. The Crabs will spend many happy hours on beaches throughout the galaxy, recreating famous crustacean battles and comparing crustacean fan-made outfits, a hobby known as crust-playing. As crustaceans have been one of the more widely occurring species groups throughout the galaxy, they have an epic and incredibly confusing backstory that has sparked some of the longest conversations ever endured by non-fans of any subject in recorded history. and that includes some of the discussions that Eowyn and Coalflower have had regarding the exact design of the spaceship Heart of Gold.
It definitely looks like a running shoe, you know, complete with laces.
Oh, you're just trying to take my mind off it.
I can't deal with all these people who think you should be all sleek, white, just bland.
I don't see how getting drunk is really going to help us, Coalflower.
It always worked before, Prefect. Come on, down your ecliptic ale. Don't panic.
We should search the ship again.
Oh, what'll be the point? If we get completely, and I mean completely, ratted, we won't remember Lendry chucking us out of his convention. And if you can't remember something, who's to say that it actually ever happened?
You may have a point there. I'm starting to wonder if we ever really met Ford and Arthur. It's a shame that face print didn't come out properly.
Word, huh?
What is it?
Look who's just wandered into the hall.
What, those two? Oh, they're just from the Reenactment Society.
I don't think so. Look at the way the one in the dressing gown is complaining. Even a pro can do it that well.
Hey, you're right.
Don't panic, Eowyn.
Don't panic, Coalflower.
So, what do you two do when you're not reenacting scenes from my life?
Your life? Oh yes, Arthur Dent. Very good. Well, I'm a homeopathic relief worker. They fly us out to planets where there are crises such as famines, gamma ray bursters, outbreaks of Mixolydian flu, all the usual. Then we orbit the planets and sprinkle them with trace amounts of plutonium.
That's very philanthropic of you.
Thank you. I live a very fulfilled life.
What about you?
Me? I'm a dentist. Our people come into my surgery. I get them to open their mouths, look at their teeth. Sometimes I have to do a bit of hygiene work, pull a tooth, that sort of thing. Although the conversation's a bit one-sided. Money's not bad, especially if you're coming to a place like this.
So you actually pay to lie in front of the bulldozer?
No, well, there's not just that, you see. There's the Beeblebrox experience, where you can go around mock-ups of some of the spaceships he's owned, the mysterious Zani Whoops office, all kinds of things.
And they've got the terminally depressed robot.
Marvin?
Marvin? What are you talking about?
No. It's Gavin. Gavin the displeased machine.
I beg your pardon?
Yes, well, this is all very nice, but I can hear the distant sound of drinks being poured. Excuse me.
You'll have to forgive Ford. He has a finely tuned sense of alcohol location.
So, has he gone to get drinks for everyone?
No. So, do they have anyone else here?
Well, there's the voluptuous temptress and maths genius, Billion.
Yeah, although her real name is Bertha Macmillan. Not a lot of people know that.
So there's Billion, and let me see, you can have a go on the total perspective whirlpool, which will tell you how wonderful Zaphod is.
You can also go aboard the starship Titanic, but I wouldn't bother because you're not allowed to touch any of the buttons. Oh, and you can pose questions to the supercomputer, Wide Brain.
How do you know about all this?
We read about it.
Yeah, it's all in this book. A Lift Thumber's Tour of the Cosmos.
Here, borrow my copy. Look up Arthur Dent.
Good grief!
You mean you haven't read it before?
No! It's very detailed. What's all this about the East India Tea Company?
Don't get up! It's very good, isn't it? An impressive body of text. It's been quite the inspiration to me.
Lendru Z-Sage!
No, don't get up. Of course, there's much that's inaccurate in the tour, but we have scholars scanning the sub-ether, perusing the supra-ether, and interviewing witnesses to the key events, all striving to give a precise account.
Ah, I see. Precise, as opposed to accurate.
See? I told you it was them.
Don't panic, Coalflower.
Oh, great. You two again.
No, Arthur. Please don't get up. I have to thank Coldflower and Earwin for bringing you here. It really is marvellous to have such an esteemed guest, especially one who could tell us so very much.
These two lunatics tried to squeeze my head in a giant press.
I am most sorry to hear that, Arthur. I know that not everyone likes to give face prints, but you can't blame them for being enthusiastic. A face print of Slarty Barkfast recently sold for $100,000, so you can imagine how much your face would fetch on an open market. No, please, don't get up.
I always wondered what it would be like to be popular. It's just as awful as being ignored.
What everyone is ignoring is the fact that the Altarian dollar has recently collapsed. Economic historians have recently linked this to the endless bidding wars carried out by the crabs on certain rare or interesting mollusk shells. As a result, the entire galactic economy is now run on credit, under the assumption that at some point in the future, a viable currency will emerge. This is the reason why Ford Prefect is still able to use his American Express card some considerable time after its planet of origin was utterly destroyed.
I'll have a Pangalactic Gaga Blaster, please, on credit.
Ha!
Ha, he says. Ha indeed.
I didn't have you figured as a fish-folding photoblast fancier.
Hey, I ordered a Pangalactic Gaga Blaster, the toughest drink in the known galaxy. It packs a punch so strong that its use has led to the collapse of at least 3 interplanetary federations and 7 major world authorities.
PGGB is for woofters, and I'm just saying that. Those are just words coming out of my mouth.
All right. So what the hell have you got that's so much more manly than a gargle blast?
This. Excuse me a sec. Need to put these special gloves on. I have to store it in extremely cold temperatures. Don't want it eating no one before they've even drank it.
Am I supposed to be impressed with these theatrics?
Careful! I can't put this bottle down too sharply or it'll go up.
Fizzing up the neck, you mean?
No, I mean it'll go up like boom.
Thanks. A big Braxian stellar heart.
Ooh. Go on, sir. Try it. Although you may like to retire to one of our blast-proof booths first, just in case you drop the bottle.
Arthur, you are an inspiration.
Oh, thank you.
Literally dozens of people look up to you, adore you, worship you.
Steady on.
What I'm trying to say is that it would do me the greatest honour. Indeed, it would be a crowning moment for all of us if you were to join me on stage for an interview?
No, I'm not really sure that's...
Worder, it really is him.
Yes, this is the genuine article. The real Arthur Dent. No, don't get up.
Oh my Worder, this is so exciting.
Hello there.
Say, that dressing gown is fabulous. You must be sweltering in it though.
It happens to be rather comfortable.
I bet it is. I was just on my way to the bar. Would you like a drink or something?
I was going to get Arthur on stage to be interviewed in front of the assembled masses. So maybe afterwards would be better.
You're going to interview him? Worder, that would be so amazing. Of course, get him up there. Make it happen, Lendrew.
I haven't actually given my consent to be interviewed yet.
Don't feel nervous, Arthur. We'll all be cheering you on. We think you're marvellous.
Listen, you're very sweet. An absolute charmer, in fact.
Really? Do you think so?
Yes, well, it's so unusual for me to meet someone who's not only humanoid, but also female. So maybe I'm getting a bit carried away, but you are quite the most charming, attractive person I've met in years. I wish I could meet more people.
It's a lovely thing to say.
Yes, I... Sorry, what was your name?
Dink.
Dink? Yes, that's a cute name. No, it's better than cute. It's beautiful. A petite kind of name. Sure, in fact.
Ahem.
Far be it from me to break up this scene of mutual affection, but I would like to get you on stage before everyone gets too drunk. You know how it is at these conventions.
All right then, Andrew. I will do your interview. I've got a few things I want to say to everyone.
Ha ha ha, I'm delighted.
Pungent aroma. It doesn't smell like death. That's not too offensive, actually. I wonder why the barman should be so excited about it.
Hi. Is the seat taken?
No, not taken, but I should think it would be rather smitten if you were to sit on it.
Okay. Bit creepy, but thanks.
Why that seat?
There's a good view of the stage from here.
What's your name, by the way?
Good evening, lift farmers! Don't panic! Now, many of you know me fairly well, so you know I'm not the kind of guy who would make a promise he couldn't keep.
No!
Thank you. So when I say that we have the most exciting guest tonight, and when I tell you that that is a promise, then you can be sure that you are in for a real treat. I don't want to keep you waiting too long because, frankly, I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome to the stage the one, the only, Arthur Dent!
Belgium! Arthur can't go on stage!
Why can't he? He's brilliant!
He'll say something that everyone will regret. He always does. Here, hold my drink. I'm going to have to stop him. Whoa!
What's the matter?
My leg. Oh, not... Oh, was gonna do something very important. No, I'm fine now. I'm fine. Wow, that still really hits you.
Are you all right?
Oh, so good.
Hello?
Now, Arthur, if you don't mind, I'd like to start by taking questions from the audience.
Did all that stuff with the wise old owl and the giant statue really happen? Or was it a dream?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
What does Slarty Bartfast smell like?
I can't remember.
What's it like working with Zaphod Beeblebrox?
Say, Ford!
Exhausting!
Hello, yes. What did you eat at Milliway's, the restaurant at the end of the universe?
Let me see. The salad?
Tell us about Gavin. We'd love Gavin the Displeased Machine.
Well,
I think I should probably tell you. I'm feeling rather unhappy about stuff.
Can you make us a sandwich?
No!
Have you seen the movie version?
Excuse me?
Did you have it off with Billion?
Excuse me?
Any more questions?
Sorry, Andrew. There's something I'd like to say to all of you. Yes, all of you. Right, if I could get everybody's attention.
You clearly have it.
Now, you've all gathered here today because of me, haven't you?
You're the greatest!
So you're all here, hanging off my every word, and somehow you've recorded pretty much everything that I've said and done since the day that the Earth was destroyed. Now, I don't know how that would seem to everyone else in the galaxy, but to me that seems like pretty obsessional behaviour. For some reason, you all seem to think that my life is more interesting, more worthwhile than your own lives. So you make a place like this, a giant theme park, devoted to me? If you thought I might be flattered, then you're sorely mistaken. This whole thing appalls me. It's degrading. Didn't you think how it would make me feel?
Arthur, no, you mustn't.
What gives you the right to copy me? To copy us in this way? How dare you? Why don't you go and invent something new instead of slavishly copying things that have gone before? It's just sad. Haven't you people got lives of your own?
I'm a dentist.
You should all go home to your families, to your friends, and you should forget about this. My life is my own, and I don't want you spying on me all of the time. Go on, go off home, a lot of you.
Sapa! I never really thought of it that way before. But if Arthur says it, then I suppose...
Yeah, when you put it like that, it's all a bit silly, really.
Oh, can't believe we spent all our time and money on this.
Oh, forget this. I'm off to join the crabs.
Okay, I'm pulling the plug on this convention. Get up, everybody. Anyone with 4-week tickets can apply for a refund. I'd like to apologise to Arthur, and I'd like to apologise to everyone here for kind of leaving you on like this. If everyone would like to make their way to the spaceport in an orderly fashion, please.
No, please, get up.
Maud, there you are. Hello, Dink.
Arthur?
Well done, Earthman. That'll
get them off our backs.
Don't you realise what you've done?
Hopefully, I've opened everyone's eyes to the way things really are in this universe.
You've spoiled everybody's fun.
I don't think they were having that much fun.
Of course we were. We love your adventures. We love to gather together and celebrate all of this. And was it doing you any harm?
Irwin and Coldflower were a bit overbearing.
They were enthusiastic. I can't believe you, Arthur.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, but it all just struck me as rather obsessive.
Well, hey! Once the music stops, I'm ready for a bit of a dance. Check out my moves. Hey! Woohoo!
Well then, Arthur, you'd better peel Ford off the floor and head to the spaceport. No point you hanging about here.
Arthur, have you met Arthur?
Now, what are you talking about, Ford?
Dent, this is Dink.
Forgive my friend, he seems to be under the influence of alcohol again.
Not a bit of it. Arthur, meet Arthur.
He's probably talking about me.
Ford, we've already met.
Oh, so you know Arthur Dink then?
Arthur Dink?
Will Arthur Dent learn anything from this misadventure? Can Ford stay sober, knowing that there is a drink in the universe more ludicrously potent than the Pangalactic Goggle Blaster? And will Zaphod Beeblebrox be able to make it to Matrimonia Alpha in time to stop the wedding of two Gungrits Baz Pachelon and the Marquis of Quantumania?
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Hey!
Find out the answer to all these questions and more in the next copyright-infringing instalment of The Lift Thumbers Tour of the Cosmos, Apocryphal Phase.
In that episode of The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Apocryphal Phase, David Wilcox was the voice of the book. Alex Finch was the Arthur Dent. Tim Horton was Ford Prefect. David Taylor was Irwin. Ashley Cully, Coalflower. Simon Hart, Lendrew Zizade. Stephen Alexander, a dentist. Philip Ludlam, a homeopath. John O'Simmons, Prosser. John Masters was the barman. Catherine Monk was Dink. And Brendan Jones was Zaphod Beeblebrox. Retrophonic music was by Andrew Clancy, and the programme was written and produced by Stephen Alexander. This episode is available to buy 30 years ago on Super VHS, Minidisc and Digital Compact Cassette formats. You can also enjoy this episode in mono by sticking a finger in one ear.